Welcome to ChemArt, presented by Southern Chemical and Textiles. ChemArt goes beyond the art and science and digs into the stories of the incredible people building our industry. You can listen to all the episodes of the show by heading to chemartpodcast.com. Without further ado, let's get into the show.
Welcome to a podcast of ChemArt with SCT. We're broadcasting live from Paris at the 2019 In Cosmetics Global Exposition. I'm here with Joe Simo, president of Coast Southwest, our partner on the West Coast and in the Southwest out of Dallas, Texas. Welcome.
Hi, Cameron.
How's the show going for you?
This is an amazing show. It's just gotten bigger and bigger over the years, and it has tremendous implications for our business. We can see everybody in one place, and so we're glad to be here with you.
Yeah, it definitely is an effective time of time management. So we had a good dinner on Sunday night with this fine group of people from California.
Thanks again.
So one of the things that I wanted to sit and discuss with you, there's a lot of commonalities within our two businesses, and I think that's what's bred the success and the partnership between the two, is we're both second generation, you and I. I was relegated kicking and screaming into this business. I don't know about yourself.
I was also impressed into service. I think I've shared the story with you before. I came home from college in 1986 and looking for some direction, maybe grad school, maybe med school in a foreign country, and all of a sudden I'd realized, being in the Midwest for 4 years, that I hadn't surfed or played tennis, and I announced to my dad that I was going to take the summer off, and he promptly told me that I started at Coast on Monday. So
that's fantastic.
Even though I'd been around the business all my life, hadn't really thought about coming into it, and that decision was made for me.
Now, were you there from the beginning, or did your dad start the business when you were really, really young?
So there's a long story that's going to require another beer out of you.
Right.
But the more relevant story for Coast is, in 1985, when I was a junior in college, he had pulled out of another business and taken the partners that he wanted to continue to work with. And so that summer, in the startup phase, I was one of two truck drivers making deliveries during the day, while the other driver was out pulling a tanker, picking up bulk, liquid bulk, and coming back to a yard, one of our customers, Westwood Laboratories. I think you know Tony DeVos.
Right.
And we were filling drums in his yard in the afternoon. I don't think we were meeting the standards of stewardship that we...
It's not responsible care these
days. No, responsible distribution. We didn't measure up with that activity. But it got the business off the ground, and we're grateful for Tony and Westwood. But that whole summer, I was part of the operations team, and then the drums we filled, I was delivering the next day.
That's great. That's great. So so working closely with my dad and picking up, you know, business ideals has been a big part of how I'm operating SCT now. You obviously have to have some of the same stories.
It's, you know, 20 years of working with my dad really was about the best and the cheapest consultant I could have had. But beyond that, having held nearly every position in the company, from the plant to the administrative roles, and even to the primitive laboratory environments we had, I kind of understood the business firsthand.
Right.
And I think you had some similar experiences that way as well. So you know what it meant to
very much
your development and your ability to provide a vision for the company, because you fit into those shoes at an early stage.
Yeah, you definitely, I think, having to do multiple jobs and getting to see all aspects of the business, you learn what you're good at, what you're not good at. And for me, it was just really playing on those strengths and hiring. Dad always said, you know, you can't be excellent at everything. That's why you have to have people surround you that are better than you at certain aspects of the business.
Yeah. And, you know, and I look at the way that our companies have evolved. I think, what year was
1984.
So 1984, you took a little different path to kind of where our roads crossed to get there. You had to redefine your business from a textile origin to right, where you are.
It's definitely a little different now than it was in 84.
But
business is business. People are the same.
Right. But the paths that got us to where we are very similar in the second generation aspect. And then the reliance on key people we've both brought in. It's almost daunting, the talent that we have in our respective organizations.
Right.
And it's absolutely vital. It has been vital to our successes.
So one of the things that I've always, it's always intrigued me to talk to other people about loyalty, longevity of employees. You've got people that have been with you a long time. We do as well. We've got two folks that have been, that celebrated 25 years in 18. I mean, what, and I've got my own theories. I've got my own ideas. What do you think it is about smaller, privately held family businesses that keep people there?
You know, I think for us, it's really, we would look at it in a microcosm. We've brought similar-minded people that are very ambitious, very driven, and the company's able to give them the experience that pushes their buttons. And then, you know, the rest, the retaining them is our job, my job and your job, right?
Right.
But I think if you have like-minded people, it's a lot easier. And so to bring in people and to see the company grow from point A to point B, I mean, if you're working for a Clariant or a BASF and you're in a 8 billion to 100 billion euro business and you don't think you're moving the needle every day, you know that your folks, I mean, Jonathan and Jason and Kevin and Lisa with Coast, they see what they've done to move Coast to its position and where it is today. So I think that's
part
of
the
key.
Things, that's one of the things that I've you know, talk to the new folks when they come in from larger companies is, you know, the immediate impact that they can have.
Yep.
And it's kind of, it scares them a little bit at first.
It does.
Because
you it's know, a transition.
Right. We'll be sitting in a meeting and it's we'll have a conversation and I'll say, that's a great idea. Let's go do it.
Yep.
And there's no committees they have to go through or, you know, second sign-offs or justifications.
Yeah.
If it's a really, really good idea,
yeah,
let's go see if it works.
And we can fail, and it's still, but it might be the impetus for the next idea, which is really successful.
Right.
So.
Well, we were just having this conversation earlier about projects in the lab, and failure is the key to success. And we just had the conversation about Splenda, and Splenda was not designed to be a sugar substitute. It was something completely different.
Exactly.
Somebody misunderstood their direction and out came Splenda.
So
that's
very similar.
I think that's one of the keys to retaining. You made our challenge is to retain. I think it's retention is equal to as much as we keep challenging.
That's our job. That's my job and your job.
Keep challenging.
Yeah.
So we're here in Paris, and there's hundreds of exhibitors, thousands of people. What are you seeing that's new, innovative here that's going to take your business farther?
Well, I think our mission here is maybe a little bit different than what you would expect, and it's very similar to what yours. Our business is a relationship-based business, and so I think as Coast has evolved, we're not coming to Inc. Cosmetics as much for new products, although new ingredient technology is very much a part of our business model. We're here to maintain the relationships that we have in the company and so in our business. And so we use this to see everybody. We've got a lot of European suppliers. We can see you. We can see American suppliers. I think that for Coast and our portfolio, we're probably a little bit full right now. You know, we know what the trends are, natural and sustainability, but we can find that within our existing portfolio.
What do you think about the CBD oil? That seems to be the hot thing here this year.
Okay, well, you just called me out because that is an area that we're exploring very heavily.
Okay.
And we think that's a trend that's just not going to go away. It's emerging. We're at the forefront of the trend. And so we've got to figure out what we're going to do. But we will definitely be introducing probably two or three CBD products into our line over the next 6 months.
Do you think it's going to be primary for skincare, or is it?
I think so. Yeah, I think we're going to put it in the anti-aging portfolio.
We don't see the, I don't know, maybe we just haven't seen the data that shows.
For cleansing or for cleansing, hair care?
Yeah.
No.
I
mean,
think
for
it's
us,
going to be for skin.
Our instincts are our skin. And, you know, the FDA will have to decide what implications for nutrition. Our business crosses over into that a little bit, but really we're looking at it primarily for skin and for the anti-aging segment.
So, you know, looking back, I know your dad's no longer with us, but looking at the business now, what would your dad say if he saw the business the way it is in 2019?
He would be, first of all, he'd appreciate the growth because he got to see us really start the growth curve that we've sustained for the past 11 years. He'd be amazed at so much of the focus in our industry now is off of products themselves. And there are other tangential issues, and they're not so tangential, but I mean, you can look at the big boys and they're all promoting anti-pollution and
right.
and things that don't necessarily, they're not primary to a product or an ingredient. I think you'd be happy to see the fact that in a few months we'll be introducing the third generation to our business. My
That's
son,
fantastic.
Yeah, we're happy. You know, it wasn't really something that I had thought out, but my son will be joining us after he gets his master's in May, and we're happy to see that, and we'll see what the future holds for the rest of the children.
That's great. Mine are a ways away. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, but my daughter loves coming to the lab and experimenting, so I don't know if that's in my future or not, or I will wait and cross that bridge.
Enjoy the time you have with them now. Don't rush it. You know, if it's going to happen, it'll happen naturally. I did not have to kick them off the couch to come in, but nevertheless, I'm happy to see him join.
So this summer, when Anthony starts, what's the one piece of advice you're going to give him?
Wow. I think I've got to make sure he understands how to deal with a customer. And that is the lifeline, the lifeblood of our business. And
right.
So our plan for him is to start him in the lab. He's got an undergraduate degree in chemistry, but in very short order, we're going to put him to work for Mr. Sather and put him in the sales department so that he can understand what the customer experience is going to be, because that really drives everything, and you know that. And that's what your business has nailed. You know how to take care of your customers. So
well, that's true, and having gone through what your son is about to go through, you went through it as well. It's you have to be twice as good just to be not even half as good. But
did you ever see our James Bond video?
I did.
Yeah, we kind of poke fun at ourselves in a bunch of scenes. I mean, the best part of that video for our 30th anniversary, 25th anniversary, was it was a little parody on the business, and we kept it serious, but the fact that we kept it serious is what made some of the scenes funny. And there is one scene where Steve Aller and I are going at it. Steve was one of the original five shareholders in Coast, and Steve turns around and he goes, "That's not what your father would have done." And you know,
awesome.
I mean, that's always kind of the monkey on your back is,
really
when
is.
You say you have to be twice as good, that's what you're always fighting. So yeah, you know, there's going to be some of that, but he comes into our company with the best resume on paper probably that the business has seen, and he's got to make the rest of it himself. So
wow. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the partnership in our business.
Oh.
And
you're the model for suppliers,
well,
the supplier relationships.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So best of luck. I can't wait to see what Gen 3 looks like at
Absolutely.
Coast.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
Well,
enjoy Rome.
Thanks for taking time today, and this is Kim Art live from Paris.